3 hours after voting started on Saturday, the Missouri 8th District Republican Committee's chairman, Eddie Justice, climbed back on stage, now to read results for the sixth time.
Peter Kinder has received 22, Jason Crowell has received 21, and Jason Smith has received 55.
Before we go any further, let's rewind. Parties won't hold primaries to replace Joanne Emerson because she resigned midterm. Instead, each party's district committee selects a candidate. The Republicans had 84 members at the meeting, and they had 98 votes between them. To secure his party's nomination, Jason Smith needed 50 votes. Saturday's voting process was a little like a combination of reality TV and electoral politics. The committee members walked to these red, white, and blue stalls on the right side of a long hall, marked their preference on their ballot, and put their slip in a ballot box at the front of the room as hundreds of spectators watch. If nobody has a majority, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated, and the committee members vote again. First, it was long-shot candidates like John Tyrell, Clint Tracy, Scott Lipke, and Wendell Bailey, who were voted off the committee's island. Then, it was candidates that had some traction with voters, like Bob Parker and State Representative Todd Richardson. After five rounds, Jason Smith was three votes shy. Former Missouri GOP Executive Director Lloyd Smith saw the writing on the wall and removed his name from consideration. That left Jason Smith against Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and former State Senator Jason Crowell. In the sixth round, Jason Smith went over 50 and got his party's nod. Jason Smith is the 32-year-old Speaker Pro Tem of the Missouri House. He says he wants to bring a fresh approach to D.C. and believes he can work with John Boehner, even though Smith says he's much more conservative than the Speaker.
And I think just fiscal responsibility, reforming the welfare benefits, and stopping, putting a moratorium on regulations. This is a good way to get our country back on track. And I think that those messages, Speaker Boehner's not going to refuse.
If Smith wins in June, he has some big shoes to fill. Joanne Emerson was a moderate Republican, and she was well-liked by her constituents. Smith says he and Emerson have some similarities and differences.
One of the traits about Joanne Emerson that I think people overlook is the fact that she was listed on the top 10 worst list by the Sierra Club and other environmentalists. I hope to get on that list someday.
Smith also agrees with Emerson's record on gun rights and her vote against the Affordable Care Act. But there are areas where Jason Smith and Emerson diverge.
You know, I disagree with Joanne on embryonic stem cell research. I disagreed with Joanne on the different bailouts. You know, I'm not running to replace Congresswoman Emerson's seat. I'm running to replace the people's seat of the 8th District.
Jason Smith claims he logged 10,000 miles on his odometer as he traveled across the sprawling, rural, and poverty-stricken district. Doing so, he connected with the 84 Republican leaders who took a leap of faith in supporting him. Now, he'll have to broaden his approach and reach out to the rest of the district's voters, those that didn't have a say in nominating him. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClelland.